You are now in the compressor room, one of the most important spaces of any mining complex. Before you are three large compressors with American motors and British machinery that came to Pothohulia in the 1960s. Before that date, small mining companies did not have this type of system and coal was mined with heavy iron pickaxes. As we were saying, modernization came about at the beginning of the 1960s. Mining entrepreneurs would visit larger mining companies in countries like Germany or England, which were more automated, in search of more effective technology to be applied at their businesses. After the arrival of these compressors, compressed air was used for operating the majority of the new tools, both inside and outside the mine. A pickaxe belonging to a pickaxe miner, a drill, a gun to tighten a bolt, or a simple rail switch that changed the direction of the shuttle cars could be operated with the compressed air that inevitably made its way to all corners of Pothohulia. The system to transport the compressed air was quite simple, despite the large size of the compressors and of the mine itself. The air went from the compressors via tubing to some large tanks that helped to remove the water vapor that was in the air, thus keeping water out of the air tubing system. The clean air came out of those large tanks and was sent to any of the numerous pieces of machinery that were working in the mine. The person in charge of the compressor room, whose job it was to keep the machinery lubricated, along with an electrician, made sure that the entire compressed air system worked like clockwork. Their responsibility was quite high. If the compressor stopped, so did the mine. These large compressors needed a reliable source of electricity to supply the very high levels of power required. Therefore, the mine had its own electrical substation that supplied the large compressors and other electric machinery located at Pothohulia. Inside the mine, there was a genophone every 15 meters. This was a communication system that allowed miners to communicate from within the mine with the person in charge of the compressor room. These genophones worked with a little wheel that was just below the phone itself. The person in charge of the compressor room would receive the call and talk directly with the miner. These devices were also known in Spanish as wawas, due to the characteristic sound of their ring. Now, let's move next door to the machine room, where the transport cages were controlled, moving up and down full of tools, materials, and miners.